Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Joining us now is former Congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. And Bob, big news today. Philadelphia gets the convention. Wow. Ellen Ratner, who you know very well and love, her brother was really pushing. He's one of the leaders in pushing for Brooklyn to get it. It really looked like New York was going to get it or even Columbus. But how about that? Philly edged out both cities for the Dems. What do you think the decision-making process was in that? Because it's all about liberty and Declaration of Independence and the success they've had there before?
Nation's first capital. I said Ellen. Ellen is from Cleveland. She loves Ohio. She considers herself an Ohioan. Her brother was pushing for New York. That's a bipartisan thing, Ohio. Ohio went Republican, so I sent her a told you so email today. She said she's in mourning.
She's in mourning.
Yes.
I bet she's in mourning, yeah. Her brother's in mourning, that's for sure.
Right.
So Philly gets the Pope and the convention.
Right. You know, I think that it's so hard to decide how these things happen, but a lot of people are pushing for Philly, and Philadelphia is the first capital, so it'll all work out one way or the other.
I like that. Hey, and one last one. I just saw a note that government spending was up 8.3% over last year. This isn't shocking, right? We knew that.
Right. As you know, government spending's up. I mean, they do budgets with 10-year, what they call outliers, 10-year estimates on budgets. So, you know, who knows how the Congress will take this news. But government spending's going to be up. Overall, they set numbers for these agencies, and inflation occurs. And I don't think this is going to be a real big shocker.
No, I don't think so either. All right, Bob Ney, Talk Radio News, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And here we are on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, and yet again, we're rocked by the death of another journalist. This time it's David Carr at 58 years old. New York Times extraordinarily gifted writer, I have to say. When it came to things concerned with breaking news, this guy really, really knew how to go after people. He collapsed, apparently, in the newsroom. The last interview he did was with Ed Snowden. And he was a brand name, household name, media columnist at the New York Times. He was the star, as he is being described, of Page One. I just saw a documentary, and he was heavily featured in that documentary, and the documentary was called Page One, and it was really fascinating to see this guy unplugged, who exposed himself for all his demons to drug addictions, and then what a writer he became. And he was a guy who reported all kinds of things in the news, from ridiculous things to super serious things. And just like Bob Simon, who died tragically in that car accident in Manhattan, he had a way of turning a phrase, I think, and the written word. He had such a gift for it. He was very, very plain spoken, but incredibly blunt and incredibly authentic. This is what I would say, just like Bob Simon, he was who he was, and he was nobody's puppet in an era when people are complaining about the media and who's pulling the strings and the corporations and which way do they lean, and you can tell how they go. And it wasn't about that for him either. He was somebody who just reported on what he saw. He reported on what he thought was the right thing to do, and he moved up the ranks of the New York Times really quickly once people got a hold of, you know, got a hold of and loved his writing style. So this is a real shock. He was such a good writer that so many wanted him to contribute to their periodicals, I'll call them. You could see some of his work in the Atlantic Monthly, certainly in New York Magazine, and he was just again, he just had a terrific gift. He wrote a book, I think one of the best books I've ever read. I would put it up there, called The Night of the Gun. And in the book, he talks about his wild ride of addiction, what it was like, the recovery process. And he just, again, was a very, very gifted individual. And he was somebody who was nobody's puppet in a very crazy media era, as he just went his way at the New York Times. So dead at the age of 58, it's really been a strange, strange couple of weeks, without a doubt. In fact, he even wrote about Brian Williams. One of the things that he said was, "We want our anchors to be both good at reading the news and also pretending to be in the middle of it." He wrote this while the firestorm really broke open around Williams, about him lying about being in a helicopter that was under fire in Iraq in 2003. And he said, and I love this, he said, "That's why when the forces of man or Mother Nature whip up chaos, both broadcast and cable news outlets are compelled to ship the whole heaving apparatus to far-flung parts of the globe with an anchor as the flag bearer. We want our anchors to be everywhere, to be impossibly famous, globetrotting, hilarious, down-to-earth, and above all, trustworthy. It's a job description that no one can match." That was one of the last things that Carr wrote, and it was about Brian Williams. So he was very critical of things that he saw that were wrong, and he was just a really, I think, an honest writer, a really, really good writer. Hey, in this hour of America tonight, coming up, because the tax man wants his, we're going to talk to Michael Attias about some of the things that you might not be thinking about when you go to do your taxes, things that you could claim as deductions. I can never get enough of that. I can never get enough of, tell me what I'm not thinking about and what I need to not leave on the table. You know, you see the guy in the commercial where there's a stack, a fat stack of bills, and he says, "Whoa, we forgot some." You know, and he's got a parachute on his back, and he's going to go out there and grab the stack, because how much money did we leave behind? For goodness sake, don't leave any money behind. Make sure that you take and claim everything you can. And Michael is really good at that. He'll throw a couple of things at you that you might not be thinking about. Simple things like even deducting if you went and had your taxes done. I don't care if you went to H&R Block or you used TurboTax or you had an accountant do it. You know that you can take that as a deduction on your taxes. For some reason, the word doesn't always trickle down, and people don't do that. And it may just be a little bit, but every little bit counts. And that's one that I think a lot of people miss. So I can't wait for that. That's at the tail end of the hour. In between, what would it be like on America Tonight if we weren't talking about our common denominator, besides, of course, our fury over some of the things that are washing out of Washington, D.C.? Besides that, it's the weather. Oh, it's going to be a chilly Valentine's Day for a lot of people, and I hate to say the word snow, but if you're listening to me in Nashua, New Hampshire, snow is probably in the forecast. Stay with us. We're booting it to the other side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Valentine's Day is coming soon. Guns80.com wanted to show you some lovin', so they stripped their profits to the bone, lowered their prices to $400 for their Ghost AR gift. Valentine's Day offer ends on the 15th, so don't delay. Return the love. Go to Guns80.com, order your Ghost AR 15 rifle kit. No dealers, background checks, no hassles, delivered to your door. I call that love. Go to Guns80.com. That's 844-248-6780. Order now, Guns80.com. It's Guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS80.
Fear, I fear we're facing a problem. You love me no longer. I know, and maybe there is nothing that I can do to make you do. Mama tells me I shouldn't bother, that I ought to stick to another man.
I forgot to warn you, because Valentine's Day is coming up, we're going to have some random Valentines that I wrote that we will randomly throw out throughout the show. Like this one, roses are red, violets are blue, you mess with my shark, I'm going to sue. That would be Katy Perry. Just a couple of weeks back, she did a mind-blowing halftime show. I would rank it up there in the top five, really, honestly. But one of the sharks did its own little crazy dance, and Katy Perry didn't like that. She's type A, baby. If you are choreographed to point your fin in a certain direction, you point that fin in a certain direction. And the shark did its own rogue thing, so the lawyers are after the shark. That's our first random Valentine. And because it is Valentine's Day weekend, this sexy movie, 50 Shades of Grey, they're expecting that it's going to just break the bank at the box office. I'm not so sure about that. Perhaps in Europe it is, because, of course, Europe got the movie first. But the timing is interesting, and if that book blew everyone's mind. This unknown writer sold 100 million copies of it, and the rest is history. And now it's a movie, and lo and behold, Don Johnson's daughter, Dakota Johnson, is the starring actress in it. And boy, if you have seen any of those trailers, she looks exactly like him in the face, I really honestly swear. There's a lot of swearing going on, maybe not nastily, well, maybe it was a little nastily, on the Hill when it comes to what Obama had to say about ISIL and going after them and, you know, basically saying, okay, let's go to war, but not really boots on the ground and not this and not that. And a lot of really gray areas, speaking of gray. And even the Democrats, some of the Democrats really turned on the Prez, too, because they didn't like the way it his deal was worded to Congress. Now, Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont, the senior Dem in the Senate, referred to two wars in the past decade and a half and said any legislation has to avoid repeating the missteps of the past. He said it has to stay clear of an open-ended authorization that becomes, and he's right, legal justification for future actions against unknown enemies in unknown places at unknown times. But we're so good at that. And then Congressman Ted Lieu from California, who's a first-time Democrat, so on the opposite end of the experience spectrum, said he didn't think Obama had made the case that the Islamic State terrorist group represents a direct, grave threat to the United States. I guess he didn't get the memo or any of the YouTube videos of some of the horrific things that are happening. Or he didn't hear the Secretary of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, say that, oh, there's so many sleeper cells and they're ready to kill us. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi issued her own statement that didn't really endorse Obama's request, saying Congress should act judiciously, and that's how it was spelled too, which is really weird, and promptly to pass legislation narrowly tailored to the fight against the Islamic State fighters. She said previously she opposes deploying U.S. boots on the ground. It's very confusing. Boots on the ground, no boots on the ground. Which is it? We go to the Republican side because there's been a tsunami of reaction yet a day later. And Speaker of the House, John Boehner, doubts it would give our military commanders the flexibility and authorities they need to succeed and protect our people. Well, that right there in a nutshell is, let's not pass more legislation that doesn't have a chance to succeed. Let's not deploy people who are going to get blown up, miss limbs, and everything else because it's not leading to anything, and we don't believe that we can succeed, for goodness sake. Now, what say you, America? If you want to toss in your 2 cents, you always can. You know that. You know how we roll here on America Tonight. Let me throw out the digits, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. John McCain, longtime senator from Arizona and a big-time critic, of course, of the president's foreign policy. He didn't really spare any punches, but I kind of like that about John McCain. As he gets older, yeah, he has that thing that my great-grandfather had and that my grandfather had. They just say what they think. I like it when people say what they think, even if I don't agree. So he said Obama had admitted air support for U.S.-trained rebels battling Syrian President Bashar Assad, saying that's immoral. That's immoral. So as you can see with a smattering of reaction, both Democratic and Republican alike, not too well received. So both houses, of course, as they should and would, will hold hearings on the proposal. Although anybody at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is not really expected to be asked to testify until Congress returns from a one-week vacation that begins, on Friday. So the House Foreign Affairs Committee arranged to hear testimony during the day from non-government witnesses. If the proposal, by the way, gets the approval, it would actually be, and this is an interesting little factoid, it would be the first time Congress has authorized the president's use of military force, and I think I've mentioned this before, since 2002 under George W. Bush for the invasion of Iraq. The legislation would repeal the 2002 authorization, but guess what? Leave in place a separate 2001 measure that actually authorizes the use of force against Al-Qaeda and its affiliates. So there you have it, in a nutshell, right? You can always flip me your thoughts, too, by the way, as many of you do, because I'm just blown away. I mean, really. by the amount of email that we get here on America Tonight. I've said this before. Could you work in a bigger city than New York City? Because, hey, population-wise, it's our biggest city. And here on this show, you triple the amount of email that I would get when I lived in and worked in New York. So how about that? Let's go to Dan in Texas. Dan in Texas, first man up. Hello.
Okay. Our little news media, the ministries of propaganda, is not telling us the things that we need to know. For instance, we just got kicked out of a little place called Yemen. We had to do, they stole all of our vehicles that we paid for, taxpayer paid for, and we had to destroy all our weapons before they'd let us leave. Our Marines had to leave with their tails between their legs. Now, Thailand. Obama sent one of his representatives over there to berate the military government of Thailand, and they responded by telling him to take America and stick him where the sun don't shine. They've now aligned themselves with the communist Chinese. They're inviting the premier over. They've signed a pact with them to build a railroad from Thailand clear into China. They're now going to be supporters of the Chinese takeover of Asia. Okay? We just lost Libya. It's been taken over by ISIS supporters. Of course, we've lost Lebanon. It's no longer in boots. We're going to lose Syria completely. We've lost Iraq. We're going to lose in Afghanistan. We've got an influx of Muslims that's taken over the country. Obama's going to take all of the Muslims from Syria via the United Nations. None of the Christians, though, are allowed to come. All right? These are some of the things that's going on that they're not talking to you about. They just had a speaker in Norway, a Muslim, got up and said, no, we Muslims agree with all of the aspects of these radicals. We are not against them. We believe in Sharia law. We believe in the tenets of the Quran, and the infidels are the enemy. So, there you are, darling. That's all from me. I got a joke for you.
Let's hear the joke.
Okay. At the signing of the Declaration of Independence, Brian Williams refused to sign. He said he had no faith in people being able to rule themselves.
But up bump, that is the best V-Day present yet. Thanks, Dan. I'm going to steal that one. That was good. All right, Dan, we've talked about all those things that Dan just said. Not the thing about Norway. I didn't know about that. That's new. But we've talked about all those other things. And there is no doubt that there is so much side talk going on, obviously. And you can see that with what happened with the ISIS thing, because even you don't have the Democrats on board with a lot of that. And it's too vague. And it's, it's much of the same thing that we keep seeing. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, might be another random Valentine. You never know.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Valentine's Day songs, I think, of all time. I mean, it's a good romance song, period. But it fits for the 14th. There's no question about that. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Got one of those random Valentines for you. I love you. I hate you. I can't make up my mind. Maybe it's simply time to unwind. That would be one of the Valentines that perhaps the people in snow-plagued Boston were leaving in each other's mailboxes if they could find them. Because in Boston, neighbor is beating up neighbor verbally. They've had 5,600 complaints over snow removal in the last week or two because neighbors are not doing what some of their other neighbors think they should be doing. due diligence-wise when it comes to shoveling the white stuff. There are complaints about businesses for leaving the roads and sidewalks snow-covered, and it goes on and on and on and on as the snow tries to eat the people alive because they've got 6 feet of snow that fell in a little more than 2 weeks. The Boston mayor, Marty Walsh, has encouraged people to report snow removal offenders online. They actually call it Citizens Connect. Well, Citizens Connect has turned into rat out your neighbor, and it's not good. And in fact, some people include photos. So I wouldn't be happy if my neighbor took photos of snow that I didn't get because I was sick, or because I couldn't get to it, or because I shoveled, but then I shoveled again, and I shoveled again, but I had to go to bed. So they've had a lot of citations. They've issued about 2,000 of them for failing to remove snow. If you don't clear snow, it's serious business. It starts at $50. It could be even more than that. So, you know, you got a lot of people that are upset with each other. In apartments, even, they're upset, and it's getting darn right nasty in Boston. They need some sunshine. Say what the people of Boston need to do. They need to go to Carnival. It's that sexy hot body thing that they do in Brazil. When I say sexy hot, it's because it's so flamboyant, the costumes. And it's a long-time celebration in Rio de Janeiro. And it's happening right now. It's, well, Friday through next Wednesday. And it's just a madhouse. It's like Mardi Gras on steroids. It really is. And very, very warm. So the people of Boston would probably like that because they wouldn't have to worry about snow removal there. Of course, that is interesting, and I thought about this. What if you were away, you took a vacation in the middle of the snowstorm? Boy, you better hope that you had somebody you could call to clear the snow, because those fines, those citations would certainly add up. I think when other people across the country look at New England, and New England is gorgeous. I mean, it should be on everyone's bucket list. When you go and see the leaves, and there's so much history, and you can take just a drive up the belly of it, you know, you can go through New Hampshire and Maine and Massachusetts, etc., go to all the spots all the way up the coastline, no doubt about it. But when they get the snow, and especially the amount of snow that's just so unimaginable, it really makes you appreciate when you live in another part of the country. And I think a lot of people are kind of feeling that way right now. I have a lot of friends that live in New Hampshire. They send me pictures every day. And I have friends that live in Massachusetts, too. And yeah, they say it's just maddening. And that's all they're doing is blowing snow, hiring people. But you can't even hire people is the thing, because there's only so many to go around, and there's only so many hours of daylight, when, especially when the snow is just pounding and coming down. All right, this is a huge story, and I don't want to get out of this hour without talking about this, especially because it's very close to our satellite facility, and I've actually been to the gun range where Chris Kyle was killed. The man accused of killing Chris Kyle, who was a former Navy SEAL, and you know, it just, I mean, just terrible. Eddie Ray Ralph was sitting in, they say, according to, you know, the police body camera video that they played in court, he was sitting in Kyle's stolen truck when he told a detective, "I don't know if I'm going insane." He spoke of voodoo. He spoke of hell and the apocalypse in the video and all kinds of things. His defense is trying to mount an insanity case. On the other side, they're saying, listen, he knew what he was doing because he immediately put his hands up. He immediately surrendered to police when he took off in the truck after killing Kyle and his friend at the gun range. And this is all unfolding in this capital murder trial. The prosecution asked Lieutenant Michael Smith whether he thought Ralph was being metaphorical during their conversation, and he said he couldn't tell. Because, see, this all goes to that whole insanity thing. Was he spewing all these things out and just saying that? Is there more to it? There was a medical examiner, a forensic type, that was the last witness on the second day of the double murder trial. And he testified that two of the six bullets that hit Kyle would have been rapidly fatal. A prosecutor asked that medical examiner whether the other victim, Chad Littlefield, had wounds consistent with somebody lying on the ground or in a kneeling position, but the doctor said he couldn't say. So I think the prosecution is attempting to establish that Littlefield and Kyle were defenseless when shot, of course, and they were shot so many times at that firing range in 2013. And the defense is trying to say he's crazy out of his mind, nuts, just insane. That's what that was about. That's why that happened. And you can tell he took off and he was rambling things, and that's what it is. That's what's going on. And, you know, it's so odd, too. This Ralph drove his pickup truck to a Taco Bell and got lunch, and then, you know, just went off from there. And it's just so sad to hear the details. And his widow, Taya, is in the courtroom, Chris Kyle's widow, as all of this is going on. And I don't know, that's one of those things. Do you want to be in the courtroom? Do you want to look at him? Do you want to hear all the details? And she does. I'm sure the whole shock of that is probably still pretty heavy, I bet, even if it has been a couple of years. Very shocking and difficult thing to face and live with. He said he used drugs. He drank whiskey that morning. He said he knew, and this is what's interesting, he admitted he killed both of them, and he said he knew what he was doing was wrong. So the prosecutor is really leaning on that. I mean, look, he purposely was just boozing it up and doing drugs, and he said he knew what he was doing. He used two guns. He shot Kyle five times in the back and the side, and once in the side of the head with a .45 caliber pistol. He shot Littlefield with a 9mm pistol four times in the back, once in the head, once in the face, and once in the head, or hand, once in the hand. So, different guns, rounds fired, You know, is this a rambling, crazy, insane guy? Is this methodical? You know, what is that about? And that's what the trial is about. The trial is about whether or not he's going to win out on the insanity defense. Or is he found guilty? And is he sentenced to die? Does it ultimately go the distance there, because it is a capital murder trial? But it doesn't mean that that's what, you know, he'll get. And it's funny, too, the range is a very remote range, and it's part of a huge, huge area where it's called Rough Creek Lodge. And it's very, very isolated, very isolated. That's why a lot of people like it, because you can go out, and it seems almost private because of the isolation. And I think, for sure, that's why Kyle took people out there, because he was trying to help them. He was trying to help some of those veterans, and it had worked. He had really helped a lot of people by taking them out to the range, for example, and certainly not expecting that this was what was going to, you know, happen. And in a very, as I mentioned, remote area. So Ralph insane or methodical, and yes, suffering from PTSD, but not a defense enough to keep him away from a lethal injection. Not enough to have that happen. They say he was diagnosed with PTSD, and he was an unemployed former Marine, and Chris Kyle was trying to do what he had done with so many others, trying to reach out and figure out a way to help this guy, to bring him back. And, you know, for whatever reason, all of that unfolded unexpectedly, obviously, and they had no idea what was coming, because you can tell by the way they were hit and the amount of times that they were hit, there really wasn't any way for them to defend themselves. All right, as I mentioned, we're talking taxes next. Yeah, there might be some good tips mixed in here that you can pick up, you might be able to use when you're filling out your taxes, or if you have somebody filling them out for you, things to think about for sure. Michael Attias joining us next to talk about what to do when it's time to file here on America Tonight.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Let me tell you how this will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. Cause I'm a tax man. Yeah, I'm a tax man. 5% of year to fall. Thankful I don't take it all.
Tax time. You know, you see the commercials where people are smiling and laughing and they're trying to make us feel better that, oh, it's your year. You're reviewing the year you had. But for some reason, there's many of us who, even if we save receipts, mark them, we throw them in a paper bag, are those days done? Have people advanced from that point? And what is it like for the tax guy? Michael Attias joins us, and he is that guy. He is the tax man, and he's in our virtual green room right now. Michael, is this the time of year where you tell everyone around you, hey, no time for tennis, no time for fun. I got to focus on everything that's going on because I've got a lot of people coming to me with a lot of different problems and trying to figure out the web that they have weaved with taxes.
Yeah, that pretty much is my life at this time. You know, the other day I came home after not seeing my six-month-old son, and I leave early in the morning and come late at night, and he wouldn't recognize me after only 2 days, you know. And then it hit me how much sacrifice we have in this type of job.
Absolutely. And it really is from now until what? Right after tax season? I mean, as soon as everyone supposedly paid up or got their extensions filed and all that?
Right. I would say about 70% of the people file their tax return all the way up to April 15th. Usually April 15th will fall on a weekday, but if not, then you get a couple extra days. That's the peak. And after that, it slows down, and you have the procrastinators, people don't want to file their tax return, are afraid of filing their tax return, all sorts of scenarios there.
You know, that's a good thing to bring up. I don't understand why people are afraid of, well, I do call them the three dreaded letters, the IRS, but there's ways to work things out when you have to pay back or whatever, right?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, I've had people that had no reason to be afraid. All they had is a W-2, you know, standard tax return, and they haven't filed their returns for 10 years.
Oh.
And they just are afraid of the IRS, and I think it's an oiled machine. What the IRS does is every time they get somebody, they put him, you know, on the altar, and everybody sees, oh, my God, Wesley Snipes got 5 years in jail, or this celebrity got this penalty, and they're afraid. There's no reason really to be afraid. It's just a simple thing to do, and you might have money coming back to you.
Yeah, that's the key thing. You might have money coming back to you. So let's talk about that. What about, like, if you have state tax? There, obviously, some of us live in states where you don't have a state tax, and others you do have a state tax. What's the deal with state tax? Is it always taxable or no?
Well, you're talking about the state
refund.
Yeah, right. So the state refund is not always taxable. A lot of people automatically, if they're using TurboTax or their account, they automatically put that 1099-G in their tax return, not even considering whether they have to pay tax or not. You really have to see if that when you claim that state tax as a deduction on your itemized deduction, to see if it actually improved your situation. And if it did, then it might be taxable. Not all of it may be taxable. So you have to do a special worksheet in the return and figure out if it is or isn't. But by declaring it up front, you may be giving the government another gift. I don't know if you want to do that.
Yeah, there you go. How about that? We bounce from that to, and this is a big one, because we live in an entrepreneurial society. I say it all the time. People are in and out of jobs, and they're looking for jobs. Can job hunting costs be covered, and what is covered if you're job hunting?
Absolutely. Job hunting costs are definitely a deduction. You're right. In this day and age, you know, the average person, I think, lasts more than 2 to 3 years at a job. Mm. You're always looking for that next job, that next opportunity. And yeah, definitely all the expenses that are associated with looking for the job. So if you're going to a headhunter and you have to pay anything, or if you have to get your resumes professionally done, which I advise to do, and transportation costs, lodging, food if you're going away from your home base. You know, if you're paying any agency an employment fee, you can write that off. And again, if you're mailing letters or doing, depending on the industry you're in, maybe you're sending postcards. It all depends how you market yourself. You may be building a website for yourself. All of those expenses could be written off, provided, again, that you're using them to find your next job.
Yeah, so that's the thing. You just want to make sure you have the paper trail, right, that you can prove whatever it is that you did.
Right, absolutely. And you can find a few $1,000s in there easily. I mean, between using your car and going to FedEx or going to print your resumes or get your business cards, all that things, they cost money and it adds up.
Yeah. Another thing that people don't realize, I guess, sometimes when they're doing it is, especially when you go to somebody like yourself, a professional, don't you get a deduction for tax preparation services?
Absolutely. And, you know, I can't tell you how many times I look at people's tax return. One of our conditions before we start working with somebody is looking at their prior tax returns. And in a lot of cases, I don't see what they've paid for their previous accountant. They say, don't you have that? Well, I don't know. He never put that in the return. She never put that in the return. Like, you paid for this. That's the first deduction I put in everybody's tax return is what they paid me, because I know for sure that that's an expense, and I know what they paid me.
Right. And you should take and isn't it true? I mean, you just have to take a breath and you should think about, I mean, this is a good question to ask you. I mean, I made fun of the think about your year, but because people are busy and they throw, like, they still throw the receipts in the bags or do whatever, isn't it good to take a weekend and just start to go through the months and think about what you did and what would be legitimate deductions?
Absolutely. The advice I give my clients is this. Look, don't wait till December or January or April 13th to say, oh, my God, I have all these receipts. What do I do? Is rather take a few minutes a week, just maybe 10, 15 minutes a week. At the end of the week, pick a set time that you want to do this and go through all of your receipts and say, this is deductible, this is not. And if you're not sure, just put it in the category, call it, ask my accountant, or ask, you know, whatever, whoever you're using for that. And then this way, when you come to tax time, you're all relaxed. You don't have to worry about what you had. Did you lose a deduction? You not lose a deduction? Everything is right there. You've already done all the work throughout the year. A much better way to do things than, you know, scrimmaging at the last 5 minutes before the tax deadline.
Yeah. I mean, I know people that what they do is they carry around a small book, and when they pay things, they just write it down, like you're saying. They write it down, and then they have it there, and they can go back and say, okay, here's what was coming in. Here's the things that I'm deducting, and then that way I don't have to, you know, freak out about it, you know, absolutely. And I think there's another thing that people also don't understand. You know, we're talking about tax preparation fees. How about if you have financial planning and any kind of advice, any kind of a paid financial advisor throughout the year, any of that kind of stuff, an attorney does, you know, we're talking a lot about this on America Tonight, Michael, about getting a will and getting everything in order. Is that also deductible?
Yes, that is deductible. If you have a professional giving you financial advice, like you have a broker or a financial advisor telling you what to do, usually they charge you fees, you know, anyway, from a flat rate to a percentage of your overall portfolio, and that is deductible. That is deductible on your Schedule A under investment expenses. Now, you may be doing it yourself. Maybe you're subscribed to newsletters. Maybe you're subscribed to certain websites, or you buy certain books. As long as you can show that you're actually using this material to invest or trade, then you can take those expenses and write them off. That's a tricky area there, but you are able to write off those expenses. And they could be substantial. You know, some people have a nice size portfolio. Let's say you even have $500,000. 2% of that or 1% of that is $5,000 that you're giving away. So don't give that away. Also, if you're using, having a will and a trust, that's definitely a must. And if you're using an attorney, you can probably take a portion of that or even all of that if you can show that that's really a tax-related consultation, which in essence it is, because you're trying to save taxes on the estate tax once you perish, right? So those type of expenses are definitely deductible.
Yeah. What about if you have, because you know, we were talking about job hunting, what about if you have two people in a family and the one spouse doesn't work, the one spouse is unemployed and maybe not getting unemployment? Is there any kind of a deduction there?
For the unemployed spouse?
Yeah.
Other than maybe searching for a job, I don't really see anything there. If you're not collecting unemployment. If you are collecting unemployment, it may be a good time for you to think about it. Sometimes people are short on cash. It might be a good time to actually tap into your IRA or 401k. Because when you take a distribution at that point in time, you don't have the early withdrawal penalty if you're on unemployment, up to the extent of the unemployment, money you're using, for example, for paying your medical bills or things like that. So sometimes you got to think about that. The key is, you know, when we meet with clients, you know, looking at the receipts and putting the information in, that's one thing, but the most important thing is asking them questions. It's just literally sitting with them 15, 20 minutes, asking them questions, going through what they have, and they all of a sudden are reminded of different things, and then we find things to write off in their return and reduce their tax liability.
Yeah, and that's so huge. Michael Atiesa, Tax Director at Online Training Academy, thanks so much for giving us some advice. I think it's going to be incredibly helpful to people listening to us across America. We appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thank you, Kate.
Thanks, Michael. Bye-bye.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason.
Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no.
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.